All right, Friday, and time now for Freddy Kiger.
Yes.
Friday Freddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Freddy Friday.
Freaky Friday.
That could have been a good name for you on the radio. Freddy Friday here.
Yeah.
Freddy Kiger, 10:32.
Big Bull in 5 minutes, best of 5 hour, 5 o'clock here on the Nifty 850.
Sit back and relax and listen to my wax. Mighty proud to see you in the crowd.
Got some boss.
Glad to see your face in the place.
Got some boss tunes in the boss town that my boss told me to play.
Spinning the tunes here, ladies and gentlemen.
Forecast for tonight.
Dark.
Mostly dark throughout the evening with widely scattered light coming in morning.
Oh, boy. And it's 47 degrees at the airport. And who
Which
cares?
Which is stupid. Who lives at the airport? Sorry.
This is getting out of hand here.
George Carlin.
Sorry, folks.
Hey, big game tonight.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill High School is at Carrboro. Mm-hmm. So we get a little bit of the kind of local rivalry, if you will. The Tigers, of which I was an assistant coach many, many moons ago under Ken Miller.
Yeah, you were.
And they're going over to Carrboro.
You were quite awesome.
Well, I mean, we had some great team. Golly, Pete, John Davis and Sandy Anderson and Arnold Booth and Walt Winfrey and David Glover.
Yeah, yeah, some really awesome,
Edwards,
awesome players.
Bo Weaver, golly, Pete. I mean, we won a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are unbelievable.
You got it, man. It was fun doing those games.
Well, it was fun. What was awesome was WCHL broadcast Sherry Norris and her women's team winning the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
And back-to-back days, and the men winning the next night in Greensboro.
Yeah, those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end.
Well, speaking of success, we're going to do a question today about college football awards.
Uh-huh.
It's getting about that time when people are being nominated. Well, they've already been nominated, but they're being selected for this award, that award, what have you, as far as national stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. If the Dick Butkus Award honors the best linebacker in the nation, and Fred Biletnikoff, the best wide receiver.
Right.
Then what position is honored by the John Mackey Award?
All right, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah. If the best linebacker in the nation in college football wins the Dick Butkus Award, and the best wide receiver in college football wins the Fred Biletnikoff Award, then what position is honored by winning the John Mackey Award?
He was a good one.
Yes, he was.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Top This. It's half off, $20 worth of food, available now for $10. If you haven't been to Top This yet, you're in for a treat. Top This provides high-quality sandwiches with an amazing variety of choices. Choose from 9 proteins, including premium Angus beef, in-house slow-roasted beef or pork, all-natural chicken breast, or even house-made chicken salad. With 6 different buns, 6 cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings, you can create the sandwich of your dreams. It's half off from Top This, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
That would be, you were talking about the John Mackey Award, and that would be for the best tight end.
You are exactly right.
There has been a lot of talk about that around Chapel Hill because of Eric Ebron.
That's obviously why I decided to go with this particular question.
Yeah,
first awarded in 2000, the award is to honor the position played so well by Mackey, who played but one of his 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me rephrase that. He played 10 years in his career, all of them save one, was with the Baltimore Baltimore Colts.
Yep, yep.
And there's been 13 winners, and two of them played for ACC schools in its history. Heath Miller of Virginia and Dwayne Allen of Clemson.
Yeah. Okay.
So hopefully,
that's a good question.
Be a little bit of attention for our man, our tight end, over in the Keenan Football Stadium.
Eric Ebron. Boy, he really is a good one. Number 85.
In your program, but number one.
In your heart.
In your heart.